This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we considered the importance of having a biblical basis for doing what we do in life with our time and energy. In addition, it would be wise to undergird what you do with prayer if you want to maintain spiritual vitality during times of transition or other difficulties. This involves not only your own prayer, but also the prayers of others. Paul constantly asked for prayer. He said in Romans 15:30, "I urge you, brothers, to join me in my struggle by praying to God for me." Jesus, while facing the most trying time of transition in his life, asked the disciples to pray for him. They failed him in the Garden of Gethsemane, according to Luke 22:39-46, but he wrestled on in prayer until he gained the victory. The Garden of Gethsemane was the battleground. Ask God for guidance and wisdom to determine what his will is and what would please him. Then pray for the will and power to carry out what you have determined to be his will. If it involves others, pray that they will be cooperative, even if not enthusiastic in their support. Pray as Jesus did for unity of heart, purpose, and communication. If it involves others who are to respond to your effort, pray that they would genuinely respond. Get prayer support from as many as possible to join with you. Seek to spend time in prayer with those who are going to work side by side with you. Bathe and undergird your efforts with prayer if you want to maintain spiritual vitality in your life while going through transition or other difficulties, alone or with others.